We're now joined by our second place finisher, Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 Skittles Toyota for Jokic Racing. We'll get right into questions for Kyle. If you have one, please click the participants tab and raise your hand or send me a chat, and we will kick things off with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Kyle, I mean, do you feel good just about having a little bit of momentum, or are you just frustrated over finishing second?
Frustrated over finishing second, you know, just felt like this was one of our greater shots to win, and I don't know, you know, just come up short. So, you know, Skittles Camry was fast, and we had a good car, one that was in contention all night long, fired off start of the race. I was like, oh, wow, this is a pretty good car. And then really good car. So, yeah, that's all there is to it.
And, I mean, were you frustrated at all with Logano, or is it hard to – you know you're going to have lap traffic and you just need to have the car that's able to – and you just have to kind of have to pick the right lane.
There's nobody. But.
Thank you.
All right, we're taking our next question from Jeff Gluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, Kyle, I didn't get a chance to see the replay, but watching it live, it looked like there was a shot that, you know, if you wanted to, you could have just dumped Harvick. Is it the fact that you have too much respect for him to do that? Why, you know, what is the reason you don't just sail it in there and do something like that?
Actually, it never crossed my mind. You always try to win races clean. You always try to race hard and race clean and get the job done right. And, yeah, I mean, if that lap car wasn't there, I would have blown it in on the outside or the inside and had a great checkered. But some of them dipshit kids don't know what the hell they're doing or where they're at and can't stay out of the way. So nothing like a Gase and a Smithley.
Next one from Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead.
Kyle, where do you assess your team compared to Hamlin, Harvick, those guys heading into round two?
Where are we at on the playoff ranking?
I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry.
10th? We're 10th compared to them being first and second.
In terms of speed and everything, performance, do you guys feel like you have any? You're close or?
No.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, Kyle, I'm actually going to read you a question here. How do you feel about continuing your chase for the championship in Las Vegas next weekend?
We'll be eliminated in the next round, so don't care.
All right, and our final question will come from Tucker White. Go ahead, Tucker.
Hang on, sorry. Kyle, I noticed in the closing laps you were it was kind of alternating between which lane was more advantageous. So what lane – what makes one lane more advantageous than the other here at Bristol?
It was just a matter of where lap traffic was. You were just if guys were on the outside, you were trying to plug the bottom. If they were on the bottom, you were trying to go around the outside. So some of those guys were running different lanes and then switching when you got there. So that was kind of complicated for you to be able to pick and choose on which one. Awesome, but you know that's kind of always I guess the case here at Bristol a little bit. So.